Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about the markets here on a Friday morning. And Thanksgiving week here, Roy. Hopefully you didn't eat too much yesterday, and we're glad you were able to wake up here and take part in the program here today. And you know, we've talked about this before. Holiday shortened weeks can make for an interesting market week, can't it?
They really do, and we had a lot of volatility the first 3 days of the week, for sure. Corn had one of the worst days it's had in a long time on Monday, and then Wednesday it came back, and the cash market here, at least locally, was up 16. So a lot of volatility, and probably need to watch out for that volatility today with a shortened week and thin trading.
We'll talk about that thin market volatility in a moment, but just kind of recap the week that was, Roy. What did we see change from Monday to Tuesday and lead these grains to go up again?
Well, basically just the psychology, as near as I can tell. I mean, when you get a corn move of 16 cents a bushel after harvest, I realize harvest isn't over for a lot of people, and that there's still corn out there, and apparently that's weighing on the market, because it's people are concerned that some of that corn that's still out there is going to mold. Some of it, probably a lot of it, has low test weight, and most of it has high moisture content. So, you know, that's a fundamental that maybe at least triggering some of the emotion in the market. And soybeans, they just keep working higher. We saw kind of a bad market over the weekend with last Friday or Thursday and Friday, the market not being very good. And then, boy, here we are on the Tuesday and Wednesday, and the market's strong again. And, you know, part of that is basis. I keep basis charts during this fall time period, and we saw quite an improvement of basis in the last week here in eastern Nebraska.
And that goes to what some other people have been saying, too, that there is demand for grain out there, isn't there?
Well, there is demand for grain, and, of course, the thing with the soybean market now, and that is that in eastern Nebraska, at least, most of the beans are harvested. So we don't have the harvest pressure that we had 2 weeks ago. And, there's demand by China and some of the other importing countries.
Well, you mentioned it before, Roy, this market volatility that we might see on a day like today. There's a short session today. The markets close at noon. Probably not a whole lot of people on the trading floor. And like you said, that makes for potentially a volatile day.
Well, under those conditions, a big order coming into the market, either to buy or sell, can really, where you might normally get a nickel move, you might get 15 cents move just because there are a lot of the speculators are gone. They're on vacation for a day. And so one of the little tricks that sometimes works, and I'm not promoting this, but I'm just telling you it's something to watch for, and that is, let's just say we get beans up 20 cents today. You might want to think about selling some, because a lot of times when the traders come back on Monday, they'll turn around and say, oh, wait a minute, this thing has gotten out of control, and so they sell it off. So, you know, that's a possibility, and in my experience, that happens about half the time, so let's say 50-50 odds.
Let's talk a little bit about that outside market that has had an influence on commodities, gold being a major one, Dow and industrial futures, even to some extent crude, and a lot of money coming into the commodities markets. We being so close to the end of the month, is there a danger that there might be some reallocating of funds, and we might see a major move middle of next week?
Well, there's a possibility. You know, these speculative funds reallocate their assets with quite a bit of regularity, around the first of the month. And so, you know, if we had a really good run in beans, which we have had, you know, there's a possibility that they could say, well, we're going to lighten up on beans and go a little heavier into corn or some other commodity. So sometimes there's market moves that you just can't explain from a fundamental standpoint, and that's one of them.
But I think I heard you say before that there's probably a better chance of that happening at the end of the year.
Better chance at the end of the year. Sometimes they, one of the scuttlebutt that's been going around here is that some of these speculative funds are going to look at buying commodities in January, and I don't know particularly why they'd buy them in January as opposed to December, but anyway, that's one of the rumors that's been circulating, is that some of these commodity or some of these speculative funds are going to look more at grain commodities and less at some of the other things, and that might cause a surge in the markets right after the first of the year. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that's what the talk is.
I've also heard it said if there are rumors floating around on the floor, it's probably happened already.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and I think that may be higher probability than seeing a tremendous surge in prices the first week in January.
Well, let's kind of wrap things up here this morning. What are some of the things we should keep our eyes out as we move from November to December?
Well, I want to keep watching this basis on soybeans. A basis improvement is a good sign, and a lot of times you see the top of the dead cat bounce. You'll see it first in the basis, where the basis maybe starts widening out again. Now, we up until this last week, we haven't had much of an improvement in basis, so it's encouraging to see, and it might be a reason to say beans have got some more room to rally. And corn, I'm not sure we can get much basis improvement. You know, the problem with corn here in eastern Nebraska is there's a pile in every small town, and until that's moved, the buyers are going to be a little bit conservative in protecting themselves against possibilities of spoilage and having to handle it extra and stuff like that.
Very good, Roy. For folks that would like more information from you, several ways to get that.
Roy@SorryRoy.com is my email address. SorryRoy.com, my website.
Well, I appreciate the information here, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and our weekly market commentary here on KTIC.